The psychological thriller Walking Too Fast recently triumphed at the annual Czech Film Awards, winning 5 Czech Lions, including Best Film of 2010. The movie, set in the early 1980s, tells the story of a communist secret police agent who eventually loses his mind. But when the film was first released in February 2010, it only attracted some 20,000 viewers and ranked far below the top 50 films of the year. Following its success at the Czech Lion Awards, Walking Too Fast has been re-released, but why did it fail a year ago? That's a question for the film's director, Radim Špaček, who is our guest in this edition of One on One.
That's quite logic that the audience didn't visit our film massively, because it's quite long, sad, depressing, and it's just a description of mad mind of some secret policeman in 80s. And I'm not surprised that this kind of movie is not attractive for majority of people. They prefer to watch young people or comedies or something like that. But the fact that we obtain those Czech Lions and those Czech Film Critics Awards, it tells me that we didn't fail, that we did quite a good job, and the film should be fine. And most of all, now it's kind of like second turn that the film is going to cinemas again in quite wide distribution again. So this is kind of like a recommendation. If it gets 5 Czech Lions, so it's kind of like good to see it maybe again.
Are the Czech Lions also a good recommendation for abroad, for distribution in foreign countries?
I can say I didn't have the experience before, so I can hope so, but I will know it later.
As you said, the movie is about an agent of the communist secret police, or STB, who goes mad eventually. You were 16 when the communist regime collapsed. Did you have personally any experiences with the communist secret police?
Not at all. I might have, because I know from our like family history that our family was kind of followed by this secret police, because of political activities of my father in '60s, late '60s. But I didn't notice anything when I was so small. And in fact, the first touch with the secret police was when we were starting to prepare the film, and we came to ask some questions to experts, to some historians, and they described us how was the methods they were following people, they were listening those phone calls, and what kind of tricks they used.
Did you also talk to any of the former agents, not the collaborators who were forced, but the agents, the evil guys?
No, not me, but the screenplay writer, Ondřej Štindl, he did it. He actually met one or two guys who used to work at the secret police, at the STB. And I mean, it was just a proof how empty people worked, had these jobs, and how kind of they prefer more to having party and get drunk than to work, in fact. So it's kind of like funny story, but it wasn't so important.
Well, I think your movie is one of the first, actually, that looks at the period that's known in Czech as normalization, the post-1968 occupation period, through the eyes of the people who were supporting the regime and doing everything to keep it up. Was it difficult, or was it interesting to think, to try to sort of put yourself in their shoes and think, you know, the way they thought back then?
I didn't think this way too much, because first of all, we didn't want to make film about the period, about the time, or kind of like we are not witnesses of how cruel was the regime in 80s or whatever. It was on the main side, it was a personal story of kind of deconstruction of one's mind, and how he falls in love and how he feels his emotions. And then secondary, it was like a mad mind of this policeman was also possible because of the conditions he had around and in during his work. So in fact, I wouldn't like to be in their shoes, or I think it wouldn't be a job for me, so it's not something, anything pleasant to think about it.
Your cast is also amazing. You rediscovered the actor Ondřej Malý for Czech cinema. He was a child star in the early 1980s, starring in this famous TV show, but he spent the last decade or so in this regional theater in Hradec Králové, which is very respectable and very well known, but, you know, in the region, not in Prague. Why did you pick him?
Because I had also a small part in Mrtvej Brouk, which is the film he played in mid 90s, and I saw the film. He plays a madman. He plays a kind of like lunatic, and I was totally. I thought he is real. That is, he is not an actor. Then my sister, who is a producer, and so she told me, no, it's an actor. So then 10 years later, when I saw his photograph in this casting director's notebook, I said, oh yes, I remember this guy, you must invite him for the casting. And when he leaves the casting, all of us, me, Ondřej Štindl, the screenplay writer, and the producer, Vráťa Šlajer, we knew that that's him. Maybe not for the main role, but we knew that we want this kind of actor in our film. And then slowly we found out that this Antonín, the main character of the policeman, it would fit him.
Some film critics did not like very much the way you portrayed dissidents in the movie, because, you know, especially the central guy who spies on his friend and on his mistress for the secret police. He's a very sleazy character. Do you think you were fair to the dissidents in the film?
When I was reading the screenplay for the first time, I was very happy that those dissidents are not the positive guys, and they are not like only positive characters, that they have something bad in them, because they are like human beings, and all of us, we know that our Czech dissidents were also human beings with their mistakes and with their unfaithfulness and with their problems. I was quite okay with this, that it's not black and white, and we were not in fact interested what they will say about that, I heard this kind of critique a few times, but I think that's good, because it just proves that our characters are more plastic than in other films.
You will continue working with Ondřej Štindl, the author of the screenplay for Walking Too Fast. He wrote another one called Místa, which I'm not sure whether the English...
Places?
Places, perhaps. What will that be about?
Oh, that's it's already not so depressing story, and not so far away from these times. He put the story in mid-90s. And the screenplay writer says it's a story about love, death, big joy. I call it that's kind of you are losing your illusions, because it's like there are two young boys, 18 years old, and one 18 years old girl. And they are kind of entering the world of adult people. And the producer calls it's a young summer sexy film. So you have to choose, but first of all, you have to wait until it's finished.
I'm sure the Czech Lions will help in getting all kinds of, getting the funding for the film.
I mean, could be, but it's not necessary that it works like that. But we are waiting if we get some support from the state fund for support of Czech cinematography and Czech television, and if those two main funds will approve us, so I think then we will do it.
Walking Too Fast scored 13 nominations in 12 categories, in all of the categories of Czech Lions. But you skipped the ceremony because you were in India, where you go quite frequently. You said that you really don't like the winter in Central Europe.
That's true.
But you're also involved in the Bollywood Film Festival that's held in Prague every year. Would you like to try and make a movie in India? Would it be possible at all?
Those are two things. Of course, I would like to make film in India, not necessarily the real Bollywood blockbuster. And if it's possible, I think it is possible. And I think it depends on the subject I will choose. and kind of like contacts I will make there. So I'm not like pushing it because I have kind of like this theory that if you wait in long enough, it will come. As for example, screenplay and the offer for Walking Too Fast movie came after 12 years of not making movies for cinemas. So I will keep organizing the Prague Bollywood Festival and keep going to India and watching Indian movies and trying to learn Hindi. And then if it will come, I will be ready.